Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA Finals last night, the Raptors took a 2-1 lead by beating the Warriors in Oakland, 123-109. In NBA news, Celtics general manager Danny Ainge spoke to reporters for the first time since his second heart attack and vowed, quote, "My role's not going to change," end quote. Ainge says he will eat better and exercise more, but he's still leading the team's efforts to improve from a disappointing season in which it followed a conference final appearance with a second-round exit. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Blue Jays defeated the Yankees 11-7. The Mets shut out the Giants 7-0. The Phillies downed the Padres 7-5. The Nationals topped the White Sox 6-4. And the Red Sox crushed the Royals 8-0. In MLB news, the Mets activated All-Star second baseman Robinson Cano from the injured list for yesterday's game against the Giants, but he had to leave after four innings with tightness in the left quadriceps that kept him sidelined since May 22nd. And Yankees reliever Dellin Betances faced hitters for the first time in almost 3 months, throwing 20 pitches to minor leaguers in a simulated game yesterday. In tennis, a steady rain washed out yesterday's French Open schedule, forcing those matches to be played today. Defending champion Simona Halep of Romania was scheduled to face 17-year-old American Amanda Anisimova, and number 8 Ash Barty of Australia was supposed to meet number 14 Madison Keys. On the men's side, the match between number 1 Novak Djokovic and number 5 Alexander Zverev was pushed back, as was another quarterfinal match between 4th seed Dominic Thiem and number 10 Karen Khachanov. Tonight, the Bruins face the Blues for Game 5 of the NHL's Stanley Cup Final. Boston could be without captain Zdeno Chara after he took a puck to the jaw in the team's Game 4 loss that tied the series at 2 games apiece. Tonight's game starts at 8 p.m. I'm Jesse King.